You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Good Sunday morning, everybody. Good to have you joining us here at Breakout Radio Church. We are breaking out on the right, breaking out on the left, and here we are in our ministry center having church on a Sunday morning with people, church members joining us all across America and nations of the world. Anywhere there's an internet connection, we are broadcasting. So we here at Breakout Radio Church are a global church without walls, comprised of many members in many different geographical locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. We are a house of prayer for all nations. Welcome, welcome, Breakout Radio Church members and anyone that may be visiting our radio church today. Gene and I are now leading this church in our third year of Breakout Radio Church, and Gene's coming to help me welcome all of our church members today. It's good to have everybody in church today, isn't it, Gene?
Yes, it is, and welcome and good morning, Breakout family. We're so thankful for all of you. It's going to be a great day today.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. What a privilege it is to be able now here in our 52nd year of ministry to be able to lead a worldwide church. And it's just surreal that we could stand behind a microphone here in our ministry center and connect with people across America and around the world. It's going to be a great day, isn't it, Gene?
Yes, it is.
And here we are in our 52nd year of ministry, and it's amazing. You know, we used to have to go to one church at a time, one city at a time, one group of people at a time, but now we can connect all kinds of people at one time, and what an honor. What an honor it is. And here we are holding the names of our church members in our hands, and we're going to pray today. God has given me a special message to preach, and I just believe he's going to anoint me to do that. I'm looking forward to preaching the word. But Gene and I are holding your names in our hands, and Father, we just bless. We bless. You said we have the power to bless, and we bless the people are members of Breakout Radio Church today. We bless them in Jesus' name, people from all walks of life, all ages, different states and countries and nations that are joining us at Breakout Radio Church. We just pray today where they're listening live at 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning Central Time, or they're listening to a replay of this broadcast, whatever it may, throughout the week, whatever it may be, we bless them. We ask that you bless them.
Yes.
We ask that you bless the service today. Anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, our hearts to receive, and anoint me, your servant, to preach the word in Jesus' name. And Gene and I said,
amen.
Amen and amen. Okay, God bless you. We have our praise and worship leaders are going to join us in leading praise and worship. Brian and Christian Ming are praise and worship leaders. Even though they live in California, they're able to lead the praise and worship. They used to be music leaders at Christ for the Nation in Dallas, Texas. We've known Brian and Christian for a long time, and they're going to lead our praise and worship today, and then I'm going to preach the word. So let's just open our hearts to the Lord today. It's going to be a wonderful day here at Breakout Radio Church. So Brian and Christian Mean.
Come in.
Hey, I love that song. There's joy. Unspeakable joy. Thank you, God. Father, we love you today. We just come into your presence today with the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, that you are our Father and we are your sons and daughters, and we worship you today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Unspeakable joy. And I declare today that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength, in Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you for this day. I just pray that you would anoint me, your servant, to preach the word of God in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless those of you that are attending church today here at Breakout Radio Church. And I want you to turn your Bibles with me this morning. I'm going to preach a while, and then we're going to pray a while. But I want you to turn your Bibles with me to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 22. And unless you are going down the road or you're at the beach or you're at work, if you don't have a Bible in your hand, I will read it for you. Ezekiel chapter 22, beginning with verse number 30. Here's what it said. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. A couple of other translations. It says in one translation, I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. Another translation says, I looked for someone to stand up for me against all of this, to repair the defenses of the city, to take a stand for me and stand in the gap to protect this land so I wouldn't have to destroy it. I couldn't find anyone, not one. So I'll empty out my wrath on them, burn them to a crisp with my hot anger, serve them with the consequences of all they've done, decree of God the Master. So this could be the saddest portion of Scripture in the entire Bible that I've ever read, and I've read it many, many times. God looked for a man that would stand in the gap during Ezekiel's time because of the sins and the debauchery and the wickedness of the land, to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, to pray. But he could not even find anyone. No, not one. And so this is a sad situation. But God was saying, If I can find some people to stand in the gap for the land, then I will turn things around. I believe that same call is going out to Christians, believers, those that know the name of the Lord and believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, those who have born again, those who have been passed from death unto life, those who have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He is calling for us to intercede for our nation, called the United States of America. And I'm asking those of you that are members of Breakout Radio Church in other lands and other nations to help us intercede for America. We are entering one of the most critical, crucial times in the history of the United States of America. We are only 44 days away from an election that could change the course of our nation. On November the 6th, voters will head to the ballot box for the first time, for the first midterm elections under President Trump. In both parties, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, are billing these as crucial for the direction of the country. At stake, the Republican legislative agenda and the stability of the Trump administration. Republicans now hold a 236 to 193 advantage in the House. Six House seats are vacant in just Texas alone, and a 51 to 49 majority in the Senate. And this includes control of the Senate and control of the House, which will include future Supreme Court picks, other judicial appointees in similar situations, committee chairmanships could flip, which would likely mean more investigations into the Trump administration's or the attempted impeachment or impeachment of our president. A liberal Supreme Court justices could be appointed. We already see the power of the Democratic Party using their influence in their attempt to derail the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh by running the clock out in hopes of appointing a liberal Supreme Court justice if they can run the clock out before the midterm elections on November the 6th. All 435 seats in the House is up for election, and the landscape of this nation is changing very quickly, and on November 6th could change very quickly. Last week's Democrats in Vermont nominated Christine Hallquist in their gubernatorial primary, making her the first transgender candidate to be nominated for the governorship by a major party. Former Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez became the first Latino and open lesbian to run on the Democratic ticket for the governor of the state of Texas. And, you know, some people are saying, well, this is no big deal. We still have a conservative president. Our economy is good. Let's just live and let live. It's not a problem. But we as Christians must not be deceived that God is not mocked. Whatever we sow as a nation, we shall also reap as a nation. We must understand today that history is repeating itself. We did not get here overnight, but little by little, the spirit of this age has been whittling away like the frog in the frying pan. As a result, I'm calling Breakout Radio Church. I'm calling Breakout Radio Church to intercession during these next 54 days. In fact, in just about 2 weeks, many people will be able to send in their ballots ahead of time. So we are on the very crest of a midterm election that could turn this nation around. Do you realize that 2 years ago in November that we were on the verge of total destruction as a nation because of an election that could have elected a Democratic president? You say, well, what is the big deal? Ladies and gentlemen, you must know that several years ago, the Democratic Party voted Jehovah God out of their platform. Jehovah God, I'm talking about Jehovah God. And so we are standing on the precipice again of a party that does not include God, that has taken out prayer out of the public schools, that is, listen to me. You say, what is happening to America? We are living in the times of Nehemiah. When Nehemiah came to Jerusalem, he saw that the walls of the city had been broken down and gates had been burned with fire. What happened to Jerusalem? They were no longer in existence because they turned their face toward God and against God. They turned their face against God instead of turning their faces toward God. What is happening to America? We need to be disturbed. We need to be concerned. We do not need to be a people that looks the other way. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the hope of this nation. We who know the name of Jesus and know how to pray, because we see history repeating itself, as it were in the days of Noah, as it were in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Gene and I have witnessed what is happening in America with our own eyes. When Gene and I were in school, your pastors were in school, we opened each morning with Bible reading. We prayed together. The reading of the Ten Commandments happened. We saluted the American flag. But in our lifetime, prayer has been taken out of school. Abortion, the killing of babies in the womb, has been legalized. Same-sex marriage has been legalized. A man marrying a man and a woman marrying a woman. has been legalized, and we are finding that our nation is something that I don't even recognize. We can no longer salute the American flag in school, and now in NFL football games, because saluting the flag has become controversial, we don't even play the national anthem at National Football League games. Because a few guys protested, we've quit playing the national anthem. All of this simply because we do not want to offend anyone. We cannot pray before a high school football game. And the cheerleaders cannot hold up John 3:16, or a football player put John 3:16 on their forehead. Why? Because we don't want to offend anyone. As it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so now is it in the days of that we are now living in. As it were in the days of Noah. What were the days of Noah? In the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. What were they doing? They were simply ignoring the signs of the times. Noah was preaching, but they were not listening. Noah was calling them to repent, but they were not repenting. They said everything is going to go on. There's no problem. What are we so upset about? What are we so concerned about? The same thing is happening today. We're going on with life as usual, saying, oh, it's always going to be good. We have a Christian president. We have a conservative a Senate. We have a conservative Congress. We have plenty of jobs. We have plenty of food. And how could anything ever be any different? Even if somebody else gets in office, it's not going to change. But we've got to realize that it is changing. We are living in a society that is crumbling, ladies and gentlemen. We are living in a time of great peril in this nation. And I am here to declare, unless we have another spiritual awakening in America, America is going to disintegrate. It's going to crumble. It's going to self-destruct. And you say, well, you are just blowing into the wind. I am preaching today that we are a nation in trouble, and we could be only 44 days away from a new government that hates Christianity, that hates the church, that hates the preaching of the gospel, that does not want the gospel to go forth on radio or television or internet. We are facing destructive days unless the church prays, unless the preachers in behind the pulpit begin to say something. We must stand for something unless we fall for anything. So the Bible says that we're in the days of Sodom. What was happening in the days of Sodom? What were the sins of Sodom? Ezekiel began to describe the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. He says, I live, the Lord God says, Sodom and her daughters have never been as wicked as you and your daughters. He said that they weren't as wicked as you were. Do you realize that we live in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, but Sodom and Gomorrah was not as wicked as America? I know that we preach the gospel. I know that we have people that are leading revivals, but we are a wicked nation. We are a nation that has forgotten God, and we are more wicked than Sodom and Gomorrah. And what were the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah? The sins of Sodom and Gomorrah were pride, laziness, too much food. And they worship many idols, and they were perverse. They were perverse. They were wicked. They legalized homosexuality. They legalized evidently same-sex marriage. They were a wicked group of people. They were a wicked nation. And so God said, I'm going to have to bring destruction. In other words, they self-destructed. They self-destructed. And that's what's going to happen in America unless we have revivals, major revivals in major towns and cities. Unless we have a spiritual awakening in America, history will repeat itself and we will face major consequences with Christians going into captivity. And so we must stand. And I want to... What are some of the buzzwords? What are some of the buzzwords that, because some people don't believe that we're a nation out of control. They don't believe that preaching about all of these things is necessary. Because people said, I've heard that before. And why are you over-exaggerating? Let me just give you some buzzwords of things that are happening in America. Just some buzzwords, if you'll listen to this. Okay, here's a buzzword that describes one of the conditions of our nation. Neutral. N-E-U-T-R-A-L. Neutral. The Bible says in the book of 1 Kings chapter 18, so Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter? One translation says, how long will you halt between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word. They had no response. So what is the buzzword in the church world today? So I'm not preaching to non-Christians. I'm preaching to the church. I'm preaching to Breakout Radio Church. I'm preaching to the church in America that we need to wake up. The Bible said, wake up the mighty men. So I'm attempting to wake up the mighty men. The men and women who stand behind the pulpits of America every Sunday. Our last line of defense are the preachers. The preachers. But so many of them have decided to stay neutral. N-E-U-T-R-A-L. Neutral. What does neutral mean? It means unprejudiced, open-minded, non-partisan, disinterested, dispassionate, detached, impersonal, unemotional, indifferent, non-aligned, unaffiliated, unallied, uninvolved, non-combatant, bland, unobjectionable, unexceptionable, ordinary, commonplace, safe, harmless, light, beige, cream, uncolored, achromatic, indeterminate, insipid, nondescript, dull, drab. That's what so many messages are today in the church of in America. Dull and drab. Preachers afraid of their congregations, afraid to say anything, afraid that they might be labeled hate mongers, or that they might be labeled racist or discriminate. Or they might be labeled controversial. Their messages have become dull. And when they leave, people wonder, what did they say today? Have they shared what is happening in America? Are they talking about the upcoming elections? Are they naming sin in this nation? No, they're remaining neutral. They're remaining neutral. And they are refusing to say anything. And they don't want to be controversial. They don't want to be laid controversial. And so let's put the other word up there, controversial. So some people, some Christians want to be neutral. Some pastors, some preachers want to be neutral. They are afraid of their board. They're afraid of the deacons that are leading the church instead of the pastor and the elders. They are afraid of being voted out of their church. And so they become neutral. When Elijah stood up and said, who's on the Lord's side? What are you going to do? What's going to be said? They didn't say a word. Pastors don't want to talk about homosexuality in their church. They don't want to be controversial. They don't want to offend anyone. They don't want to say anything about the 60 million babies that have been aborted in America, over 60 million. Nothing is being said because they don't want to offend anyone that may have had an abortion in their church. They don't want to talk about divorce because there are so many people in the church that are having a divorce, going through divorce. They don't want to make them feel guilty. We don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. Huh? Let's don't make anybody feel uncomfortable. And so, as consequently, we have bowed at the altar of compromise. Compromise. That's what was happening with the three Hebrew children in the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, he said, you're going to obey, you're going to bow down to my gods. And if you don't bow down to my gods, I'm going to play some music. And if you don't bow down, we're going to throw you in the fiery furnace. And so most of the people were willing to bow down to the images, the golden images, the gods of the world, of their time. But there were three Hebrew children whose names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they answered and said to the king, I'm reading now, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor will we worship the golden image which you have set up. They said, we will not compromise. We will not serve your gods. So what is happening to the church world today? The church has become silent on issues. We are not willing to speak out. We are not willing to stand against the gods of this world. But the word compromise, the word neutral, and the word compromise. And so we are willing not to say a word. If so, what if they don't want to play our national anthem at the football game? So what if we can't pray at football games? So what if we can't put up a scripture, the cheerleaders that the players can run through? So what if we cannot read the Bible in public? So what? What difference does it make? That's what the Democratic nominee for President of the United States said when faced with the situation concerning what happened in Benghazi. She said, what difference does it make? And that's what so many Christians and so many preachers and so many pastors and so many church leaders are saying today. What difference does it make? If we can't pray in public, what difference does it make if we cannot preach in the church? I mean, some preachers, they cannot preach. They're afraid to preach in church. They're afraid to call their congregations to repentance. Why? Because they do not want to. They do not want to. Make anybody feel uncomfortable. And they're willing to bow to the wishes of the people. Do you realize what's happening in churches today? The pastors have bowed to the people. They have bowed to the wishes of the people. I've got a friend that I had on my radio show, my program. He said that he got up and he talked about homosexuality, gay marriage in the church, and 49 people. This is an Assemblies of God church. 49 people got up and walked out of the service in the middle of his sermon. And havoc broke out because a pastor talked about the sin of homosexuality. And so today we have pastors that refuse to stand, and they have already bowed. And so their sermons have become neutral, and their sermons have become filled with compromise because of the fear of man. And so as a result of these things that are happening, many Christians, conservatives, believers bowing to what they know is right so that no one will be offended. We don't want to offend anybody, but we are not, we're not concerned about offending our God, about offending the words that we have heard and the words that have been said. And so there are some there are some buzzwords for recovery. I believe there's hope for our nation. I believe that we were, the last presidential election, we were on the very verge of destruction and things had already been set in motion, but the people of God prayed. And I believe that we turn the election around. I believe it can be turned around today. I believe it can be. I believe that we can. That we can. If our prayers and our stand for righteousness can help determine the outcome of the election 44 days away, that literally could turn the course of this nation. That would make. That would open up the doors of persecution, for the church, to the church, for the church, against the church, that we have never experienced before. So the voices of compromise and neutrality would say, hey, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? But I want to go back. I want to go back before I address words that could of recovery. I want to go back and just say that we are, I'm going to say it again, we are in a strategic point in history, the United States of America. And we must have revival or else. It's either going to be revival or revolution, or it's going to be anarchy. We must have revival in America. So what are some of the words of recovery? Okay, I'll just give you one word at a time. Humble. We must humble ourselves before God. What were the sins of Sodom? They were a nation of pride, proud, unbending, unwilling. They were a proud people. Humble. We as Christians must humble ourselves before our God. And then there's another word, seek. We must not just seek His hand. So many people are just saying, God, I need this. God, I need that. But we must seek His face. We must seek His face. We must be a people that seeks the face of God. Now, another word is repent. We must repent of our sins. I'm going to lead us in a prayer of repentance. And you can say this prayer of repentance with me. So, before I read the prayer of repentance, have you repent? I want to read the Ten Commandments. When I was a boy, we put the Ten Commandments on the wall, and in many homes we had the Ten Commandments. And I want us to go back to the Ten Commandments. You say, well, that's under the old law. You must understand that Jesus did not come to do away with the Ten Commandments. He came to fulfill them. And I want to read the Ten Commandments. Some of your children may not even know what the Ten Commandments are because I very seldom ever hear them repeated. I believe that on every wall in every home, Christian home in America, the Ten Commandments need to be put up there. In every Christian school classroom, the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments need to be put on the wall. Excuse me there. I had to take a drink of water. Here's what it says. You may worship no other God than me. Number two, you shall not make yourself any idols. Number three, you shall not use the name of Jehovah your God irreverently or use your God in vain. What movies do you see today that uses the name of God in vain? People carelessly use God's name in vain. Number four, remember to observe the Sabbath as a holy day. 6 days a week are for your daily duties and your regular work, but the seventh day is the day of Sabbath rest before the Lord. In 6 days the Lord made the heaven, earth, and sea, and everything in them, and rested the seventh day. So he blessed the Sabbath day and set it aside for rest. How many Christians keep a Sabbath day? What does that mean? One day of rest. Gene and I were not doing ministry yesterday. I made a call to our youth church members. I put my daily prayer up. We were not doing prayer. We were not doing ministerial things. We were resting. We were watching some football games. We were relaxing. We were having some conversation. We were resting. So 6 days, we do all of our work. On the seventh, we do not violate one of the Ten Commandments. People are stressed out, burned out. Their health is failing them, and one of the reasons is they are not honoring the Sabbath. Number five, honor your father and mother, that it may be well with you, that you may live long on the earth. Somebody said, well, I don't want to live long on the earth, but it says that it may be well with you. It needs to be well with us by honoring our father and mother. Number six, you must not murder. Number seven, you must not commit adultery. Number eight, you must not steal. Number nine, you must not lie. Number 10, you must not be envious of your neighbor's wife, or want to sleep with his wife, or want to own his slaves, oxen, donkeys, anything else that he has. You must not envy other people and say, I wish I could be like them. I wish I had their home. I wish I had their money. I wish I had their wife. I wish I had their job. No, we need to be content with whatever we have. We must not covet. We must not be envious of other people. So I want to lead us in a prayer of repentance. A buzzword is repent. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, if they will repent, I will come. I will heal their nation, save their land. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you today that the walls of our nation have been broken down and the gates have been burned with fire. We are having politicians are saying, let everybody come into our nation. Let everybody come. Let every belief, every theory, every religion, whatever it may be, let them come and present whatever they have and do whatever they want to do. I want us to repent today. Would you say this prayer after me? Lord, we repent as a church, a Breakout Radio Church. We repent for the sins of this nation. We repent for taking prayer out of our public schools. We repent for greed. What is that? Materialism, gluttony, self-indulgence. We repent for idolatry, hero worshiping, love of self, idol worship. We repent for abortion. We repent for the 60 million babies that have been killed in the womb. We repent for fornication. What is that? That's premarital sex. Sex outside of marriage, including living together before marriage. We repent today for adultery. That's infidelity, unfaithfulness, extramarital sex, affairs, flings, hanky-panky, two-timing, a bit on the side, fooling around, playing around, dirty weekends. We repent. Somebody say this with me. Repent for sodomy. What is sodomy? That's homosexuality and anal sex. We repent for same-sex marriage. Somebody said, well, the Supreme Court has legalized it, but God speaks against it. Two men marrying each other, two women marrying each other. The Bible said that is not right. That is a sin. Marriage between partners of the same sex. We repent today from materialism, a tendency to consider material possessions and physical comfort more important than spiritual values. We repent for racism. That's prejudice, bigotry, discrimination against someone of another race. We repent not caring for the poor, those who are out of work, unable to work, the extremely impoverished, the destitute, those experiencing hardships, insufficiency, the homeless. We repent. In Jesus' name, we repent as a church at Breakout Radio Church. We repent in Jesus' name. We repent of our compromise. We repent of not standing in the gap and taking a stand, because we want the favor of men more than the favor of God. We want the favor of keeping our job. And you know, the three Hebrew children, they were willing to give their lives. They said, we will not compromise. We will if it costs us our lives. And there may come a day, unless we have revival in America, unless the people of God pray and stand in the gap and make up the hedge and stand for what is right and begin to make declarations and vote concerning this upcoming election, it could be that we will be subject to losing our job, losing our freedom, including being in prison, losing our life. You know, it. What's happening today is atrocious. I heard the testimony recently, just this past week, of a woman in Austin who was a school teacher, and she was speaking at the theological seminary in Fort Worth, Texas, and she talked about how that in the school. They were endorsing the transgender philosophy. They were embracing homosexuality, and not only embracing that, but they were beginning to teach that in the schools. You know, just this past week in Fort Worth, Texas, I mean, we talk about the Bible Belt. I've lived in Fort Worth. I've led revivals in Fort Worth. And my pastor, Bob Nichols, my spiritual father, Bob Nichols, he pastors in Fort Worth. The headlines were saying this past week, Fort Worth ISD libraries are exposing 86,000 kids as young as kindergarten to transgender sex ed content without parental notice or consent. And a quick search of the Fort Worth ISD library catalog for the keyword transgender reveals 98 different records totaling almost 275 copies of books. Nearly half the copies have been acquired by Fort Worth ISD since the start of 2016. And this includes elementary. It even includes kindergarten, where they are, the LGBT activists are now forcing themselves on the public schools of America. How are they doing that? They are doing it because pastors are not saying anything and parents are not saying anything. That is why we are heading for a moral collapse in this nation. What does it matter? And so, what is happening in America is that we have come to the place where there is no shame, and the Bible. We are living now in the days of when, in the book of Isaiah, where the Bible said that they could not even blush. What did it say in Isaiah 28? They have also erred through wine, through intoxicating drink. They're out of the way, talking about the priest, the prophet, and the believers of those days. They have erred through intoxicating drink. What are we doing? In Christianity today, we can hardly have a meeting. We cannot hardly have a meal without people drinking. And it's become the norm of the day for Christian leaders to drink alcoholic beverages. So the priest and the prophet have erred through intoxicating drink. They are swallowed up by wine. They're out of the way through intoxicating drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all their tables are full of vomit and filth. No place is clean. One translation says, Jerusalem is now led by drunks. Her priests and prophets reel and stagger, making stupid errors and mistakes. Their tables are covered with vomit. Filth is everywhere. Another translation says, the priest and prophet stagger from drink, weaving, falling down drunks, besotted with wine and whiskey. They can't see straight, can't talk sense. Every table is covered with vomit. They live in vomit. Preachers and pastors today, sitting and drinking with their church members, drinking while they have board meetings, drinking during leadership meetings with little children there. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, what we do in moderation, our children will do in excess. When I was started out in preaching, when Gene and I started out pastoring, people would stand and declare. They said, I want to give a testimony how I've been delivered from alcohol, how I've been delivered from drink, and the destruction that alcohol is causing today, particularly among our millennials, is unbelievable. And yet the church seems to be encouraging this. And what was their response in the book of Ezekiel? They said, is that so? And who do you think you are to teach us? Who are you to lord it over us? We're not babies in diapers to be talked down to you, but talked down to by such as you. Da, 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 blah, 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 blah. That's a good little girl. That's a good little boy. Do you understand what the response was during those days? That's a response now. And preachers that try to say anything, their response is that so? Who do you think you are to try to teach us, to preach to us? Who are you to try to lord it over us? You're treating us out like little children, like little babies that say, da, 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 blah, 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 blah. That's a good little girl, a good little boy. But that's exactly how you're addressing us. But God will speak to this people in baby talk if necessary, one syllable at a time. So God will start over with the simple basics and address them in baby talk, one syllable at a time. Da, 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 blah, 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 blah. But he said, now listen to God's message, you scoffers. You who rule this people in Jerusalem, you say we've taken out good life insurance. We've hedged all of our bets, covered all of our bases. No disaster can touch us. We've thought of everything. We're advised by the experts. We're okay. We're all set. The grace of God has covered everything. We're living in the dispensation of grace, and we can sin however we want to. We can do whatever we want to. Were they ashamed? Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 6, were they ashamed when they had committed abominations? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. But God said they're going to fall among the fall. And he wasn't speaking to just a society. He was speaking to those believers, those who were following him. So what does the Bible say? What did the Bible say later on? It said, thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old path, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your soul. He said, I'll set watchmen over you. Listen to the sound of the trumpet. I'm blowing the trumpet today. Listen to the sound of the trumpet. But those people said today, no, we're not going to pay any attention. I'll have to complete my sermon next week. But what I'm doing is calling. I'm describing what's going on in America. We are at the threshold. We are at the threshold of disaster in America. We are a nation that's crumbling because Christians refuse to listen. They refuse to pay attention. They are saying there is not a problem. They have chosen to remain silent, even preachers and pastors. But we as a church, We who are a house of prayer for all nations, we will pray during these next 44 days. We will respond to the call to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, and let people know that we as a radio church, Breakout Radio Church, we're going to stand in the gap. We're going to stand in the gap for this nation. We're going to stand in the gap for righteousness. We're going to stand in the gap for what is right. And we're going to call for a revival in America. We're going to pray for the upcoming elections, that a party that has left God out of their platform will not gain control of our House, our Senate, in Jesus' name. We're going to make a wall of prayer. And Father, in Jesus' name, would you help me pray, church? We stand in the gap for our nation. We stand in the gap for this land. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, have mercy, mercy, mercy upon the United States of America. How fast we have fallen. step by step by step, we have turned our face and we are not looking, observing. Lord, wake up the mighty men, I pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We call for intercessors in America. And we call for intercessors at Breakout Radio Church, standing the gap and praying for those men who are standing for righteousness, those women that are standing for righteousness, that's running for political office, not only in national office, for national office, but for local office, for the mayor of your city, the chief of police, if it's an election, for the school board, whatever it may be, for your state senate. In Jesus' name, help us, God. And I want to pray for those of you that don't know the Lord. You don't know Jesus as your personal Savior. I want you to say this prayer to me. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. If you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, here's what you do. You go to bpnradio.com. That's our website, bpnradio.com, and click on Breakout Radio Church. And when you click on Breakout Radio Church, there's a membership link. Fill it out. If you'd like to be a member of this church, if you'd like to be included in our prayers and our publications, fill it out and submit it. I want to give you an opportunity. I want to give you an opportunity to give today. And Gene and I, we're going to pray for those of you that are faithful to give. Faithful to give today, to give your tithes and your offerings. The Bible says, will a man rob God? How have we robbed God? We've robbed him in tithes and offerings. Bring all the tithes. If we're your church and if Gene and I are your pastors, you need to be giving. Giving of your tithes, which means tenth, and of your income. In Jesus' name. And so, Gene, we appreciate people that give, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have appreciate your faithful giving.
You know, for over 30 years we traveled from church to church, but we're not doing that now. We are leading a radio church on Sunday mornings. That was about 60 or 65% of our income.
That's right. And now it's just we have to believe God every week for our budget to be met. So we do appreciate your faithfulness.
Yes, we do. And you can give today by writing a check, making a check payable to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 9, and send it to P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. If you want to use your PayPal, your credit card, debit card, go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Click on the donate button. And when you get there at the donate button, you're going to see Gene and I's picture. And that's going to give you all the information that you need, all the information that you need to fill it out. Our address, and if you want to give on a monthly basis, I just want to give my tithes and contributions, want it to come out of my check every month, you can just click that little box there. You can use your PayPal, your credit card, or debit card. And Gene, you know, I look on PayPal. We look on PayPal to see who has contributed, and we're thankful for those of you that are faithful to give.
Yes, we are.
We're very grateful, and we look at your name, and we rejoice over your name. And Gene goes to the post office because we have to trust God every month for our finances, and we appreciate your giving.
Yes,
God bless the people that are giving today. Bless them abundantly, bountifully, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
We're thankful for all of you, and we just pray that you have a blessed day and know that we love you.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you for attending Breakout Radio Church today. This program, of course, will be going to be replayed at 10 a.m. this morning Central Time. And our Austin pastor, Bill Hart, he's going to preach in just a little while. We have preaching all day long on bpnradio.com. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.